Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
See, only negative. And Radhika show you all positive. So this, our training in this physical body has to change, then it will enter in a spiritual body. We have to train myself, prepare ourselves to enter in a spiritual body. When I will get the spiritual body, also I have to train like that. This is the sadhana. Nobody will train you. You have to yourself train. You have to develop this inner training. Because Narayan Maharaj is always say greed is important. By because of the greed I will do this. My greed can do anything. If you have a greed for something, you do that. If you want to train yourself, you have a greed, you will do that. This training is necessary. What I have, I cannot change the circumstances. What do? We change our circumstances and then again create something there. No, that is external. I have to train myself. What is my goal to do? Other thing will go on like this. Minus plus. Don't much bother. Only goal has to be fixed.
Attaining the spiritual body of a gopi, will I anoint the limbs of the divine couple?
Like I know the training, the spiritual body, I know the soul. But I have to reach to the body.
To the spiritual body.
But I know only soul.
Yeah.
And soul is not body. Soul can be a light or spark. But this light and spark will be impersonal. You cannot develop personal relation. And the goal has to be a spiritual body. Up to that mark, from physically identity to a spiritual body and a spiritual body to the form, we have to practice. That is the sadhana. This sadhana, one point it has to do. Here, nobody will check you and nobody will supervise you. You have to be careful for that. Individual caring. If you have a greed for that. So Maharaj is writing training. trained our mind how to move in this direction. Other direction is useless. Because this is long way and you can make short way. Small work is this. How to train this physical body to realize this spiritual body? How to move in this way? I have to behave in the day-to-day life positive. First thing, without envy, with service, loving, caring, all these circumstances, day-to-day practice with my words, with my action, with my behavior. That is staring. Sit. Where sitter and sit or take out. It's too hot, after that you wear. You are sick. Go.
Yes, Mother. Yeah.
You know? Change. Sorry. I take time.
Please, that's why I came.
Yes.
I just want to stimulate that you speak.
This is the way. Because goal is this, to be in a spiritual identity, spiritual body, and I am just doing reverse, all my behaviors. So I am not making the goal.
Thank you. I feel you're speaking to me.
No. I'm not telling to her. I'm telling to myself.
No, but I feel it is.
I do mistake. I want to improve myself.
So nice. This is beautiful. A good example.
Don't take that I'm showing to any point. I want to teach myself this. Yeah.
Oh Lord Hari, Lord Hari, when will this day be mine? Oh Hari, explanation of, oh Hari, will the day come when, even for a moment, my Purush Bhav will go far away?
One point there. You see, if Anandas Babaji will say, he will say, oh my Swamini, he will not mention Hari. Why? Because I, Purush Bhav, Hari cannot keep. Female Bhav will give Swamini. But what is the happening? We are so much practicing to Krishna that Hari is not going easily. Swamini is not pointing. We are not pointing to Swamini. Krishna will give Purush Bhav. She will not give the Prakriti Bhav. Swamini will give you your Sarup. Prakriti Bhav. Sorry.
Yes?
But this is my feeling here. So this one point can divert any newcomers. When you read Anandas Babaji book, there is, oh Swami, when this will happen to me? It's a bhav. That one pointed goal should go.
My Purush Bhav will go far away and I will attain the form of a gopi.
Who will be a gopi Bhav?
Radhika.
Krishna.
No? Krishna will make you. Prabhupada said, realize that you are living soul. And he will make you normal condition. You realize your sarup. Easy to go on with this base. This is your base, foundation. Physical body and senses is not your foundation. Take Radha Dasyam. If you want to take the base of the senses to Radha Dasyam, not possible. You have to come in your normal condition, that is your soul, to go in Sarujvesh. Because this is the foundation where you can move on to Radha-dāśya. Why Krishna is supreme? Because he brings to the supreme place. And what is supreme? Material, not spiritual. Identification is staying in the supreme stage of the person. When I practice to live in my soul, is the supreme. Supreme can see supreme. All Devi Devta can, you can worship to Devi Devta with your senses, body and mind. Tantric do with his senses, Tantra. Durga and Shiva you can do with the material body worship because it's a ritual. But the Krishna is not possible to do that. You have to go to the Supreme with your Supreme position to move for that. And your supreme position in your body is your soul. That soul will make your normal condition if you practice to live there, to see supreme very direct. This is your normal condition. Then this normal condition will come, then you bring to strong pleasure giving potential. This is the problem. My normal condition is this for Radha Dasya. But not with my senses, then you cannot enter there. Doors are locked. You can become Sahajiya, but the earth, divine door is locked. divine door is open. Radhe, Radhe, welcome. So we have to open our normal condition to be all the time here when we go enter in Radha Krishna Bhajan. No? Please, this to understand.
The soul from floods and all other possible coverings.
You have to remove covering to see the Supreme, and you have to come in that Supreme Consciousness in yourself. Then you can relate with Supreme. Subha, understand? I stay in my senses and I want to see Supreme, it's not possible. My mind is fixed in sense enjoyment and I want to be connected with Supreme, it's not possible. But there is also, it's recommended that you can, in Grihastha Ashram, also can do this. But Grihastha Ashram is a service mode. It's not that only one-pointed program is only there, your lusty desire is not should be there. Service desire, service mood is there, you are detached where you are working. But you are living in your supreme condition, in living identity, to move for living supreme identity. This is your normal condition. Prabhupada, what I repeat. Understand?
May I have a chance that my mood will be such that I will have attained the form of a gopi.
Read again this line.
Okay, the whole thing, actually.
May? Read may?
I read the word before also, eh? Because it relates to the words before. When will the day come when even for a moment my purushpar will go far away and I will attain the form of a gopi. May I have the chance that my mood will be such?
You see the mood. My mood with my desire. Is such? I have agreed for this. I want honestly this. Again read four lines.
When will the day come when even for a moment...
For a minute.
My purushpav.
My bodily consciousness will finish.
Will go far away and I will attain the form of a gopi.
In my spiritual identity, I will try to found this gopi house. For a moment, If you have this relishment for a moment, you will do again and again, again and again. You will again and again. And then it will become thicker and thicker and thicker. But for a second, if you go like this, once, it will start growing like anything in your life. Yes, Suma?
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
May I have a chance that my mood will be such. Dunu Ange Chandan Araba. Lalita will give an order, and Vishaka will pass the order to Rup Manjari. Krishna always likes to see very new sakis, and you have collected some. So, send one new saki to Radhika and Krishna to bring them with some chandan, kumkuma and aguru. These unguents are so fragrant, beautiful, smooth, and cooling. I will take them and anoint the limbs of Sri Radha and Krishna, always looking towards my Guru Sakhi and Rupa Mantari to see whether I'm doing it correctly or not. Srimati Radhika and Krishna enjoy seeing this.
I have a question. This sounds to me like a yoga pit, not like a, well, true. It sounds like we always say there is oneness. And why should she look at Rupa Manjari? She should feel the satisfaction of Radhika and Rupa Manjari. Yes?
Honestly, when Manjari is there, the only meditation is Radhika. It's some sneha mood. Anik sneha, one pointed. Manjari bhava is one pointed. Maharaj is giving different bhava for the everyone, but this is some sneha. Manjari bhava is only service for Radhika. If you don't understand the Anandas Bhavani book, then it will be not clear understanding of that. Understand? What is samsneha? What is visamsneha? Samsneha means Radha and Krishna parallel. And Visham Sneha means only Krishna. And Adhik Sneha means only Radhika. Manjari has only Radhika. Sakhi has a Radha and Krishna. They are fixed only in Radhika.
Srimati Radhika and Krishna enjoy seeing this. Because I am a new Sakhi, I may do something wrong. Seeing my mistake, they will laugh and become very much pleased. When will I arrange the hair of the divine couple? When will I give them puja necklaces, garlands strung with various flowers? Srila Narottam Das Thakur, in the form of a manjari, is seeing that Radhika's and Krishna's hair is untied and scattered here and there. He says, then from the corner of her eyes, Rupa Manjari will indicate to me. And I should first comb their hair. First I will comb Radhika's hair, and then Krishna's also. Radhika will grimace as if my combing is causing her some pain. Rupa Manjari will say, what are you doing? You should comb very gently. Taking the comb from my hand, she will teach me how to do it properly. This is the duty of Guru. Then I will ask her, may I do it now? With her permission, I will try again. After her hair has been combed, braided, and tied, Srimati Radhika will be decorated with fragrant flowers like Bailey, Jamili, and Jewelry. Navagunja Hari Bena. A beautiful garland of Gunja will be offered both Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Nana Phule Ghanti Dibahara. By gathering seven or eight differently colored flowers, I will string a Vaijayanti mala or Vana mala, garland of forest flower. I will also place sunflowers in the Radhika's braid in a very fine, artistic fashion. When Krishna is offered a garland, he always knows who has made it. Especially if it was made by Srimati Radhika. Similarly, if Krishna makes a garland and someone else gives it to Radhika, she can immediately feel that it had been made by Krishna. When will I give them yellow garments? When, accompanied by the other gopis, will I place betel nuts in their lotus mouths? Krishna Shyam, cloud color. And this cloth is pita, yellow. Sakhi Sange means that she is taking the help and instructions of her Guru Sakhi and Rupa Mansari and all others. Because I am new, I am taking their help. They are teaching me. After giving Radhika garlands and clothes, I will decorate her ears, braid, and forehead with flower ornaments. When will I gaze at the beautiful forms of the divine couple? When will I dress Srimati Radhika in blue garments and decorate her braided hair with garlands jasmine flowers and strings of nine different kinds of jewels on a golden thread. I will then place Kasturi Bindu, the mask dot, on Srimati Radhika's chin and draw Makara on her cheeks. After this is completed, I will hand her and Krishna the mirror. From the mirror, from the side, I will observe their forms and think how beautiful they are. Nilambar Rai Sajaya. I will dress Srimati Radhika in Nilambar blue cloth, the color of Krishna. She will wear a red langa skirt. And a very fine, almost transparent veil will be blue.
मटर है कि और पूरा मटर बना
थोड़ी देर में आओ चलो दे
हाँ
अभी चलो दे
जाने के पहले
place many beautiful jewels in her hair and decorate her braid with garlands of Malati flowers.
You see, only Radhika dresses. This is Manjari. Radhika meeting is happening. Then they get the pleasure. But Krishna is not priority for Manjari. This is treated as Sakhi Bhav. Sakhi Bhav or Samsneha. There is nothing happening to the Manjari. Very sensitive point. And if this is mind is there, Krishna, then Manjari Bhav will not come. Totally one-pointed will not come. That has to be clear. Krishna is coming. So Radhika, Because Radhika is not happy alone. But priority is not Krishna. Radhika's service is priority for Krishna.
Does Radhika sometimes order the Manjaris to do some combing?
This you have to understand.
Of Krishna's hair?
She took Anandas Babaji's same paradigm. Manjaris only Radhika.
One point.
Yes. Then Mandir. You have not done Sakhi or Gopi. And Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami teaching Mandiri Bhav. That's the first. What Mahaprabhu wants to give us, that Maitri Bhav is very rare to understand and do sadhana. Take Anandas Babaji, same character. Which one?
This is. This was a commentary to verse 7. So, Swamini. My mistress, Radhe, the heart of this maidservant constantly burns in a great fire of separation from you. Being thus afflicted and crying with great love, I lament in the following verses. Purport by Srila Ananta Das Babaji. In the first three verses, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami offered prayers in his spiritual identity. In the next three verses, in his external identity. And from this verse on, he will offer one flower-like lamentation after the other. To Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Absorbed in his spiritual identity of Rati or Tulasi Manjari. This full transcendental absorption in Radha's maidservanthood has now completely swallowed all his other absorptions.
Yes. Swallowed all his other absorptions.
his external absorption is also not mundane.
You see, listen, how he has been. Listen, Subhal, very important.
Since he is an eternal associate of Mahaprabhu, that he has now forgotten even his internal absorption. How wonderful deep is the absorption in his pure service to Sri Radha. He has no other support than Sri Radha's feet. That's why his heart burns so much out of separation from her. Utkata virahanala, a severe fire of separation. He declares himself to be helpless and he cannot live anymore without submitting this to her. He only misses Sri Radharani. There's nothing else he misses, or she misses. He simply laments, "Oh, Prema Mai Radha, you who are full of divine love, where are you? I am your maidservant, and you are all that I long for." I only like Shyam Sundar because he's your lover. I fully surrender myself unto you. Listen once to my lamentation and please notice me. The more the time of Sri Raghunath's Aprakat Kal passing away approaches, the more he becomes absorbed in his Manjari Swarup. And the more eager he becomes to see and serve Sri Radha. As a Maha Premavati Sevika. Greatly loving maidservant. The flames of this high fire of love and separation are bursting out from this Vilab Kusumanjali. on the one hand, the heartbreaking cries and lamentations. That are caused by this great pain of separation. Defeat the depth of even the deepest ocean. And on the other hand, they mock the fierceness of the highest and most fiercely burning flames. One may ask now how this kind of apparent agony can be recognized as the goal of life. Agony is pain. Since all goals of life are supposed to be blissful. It is natural that someone who has no experience with prema, love of God, especially Vraj Prema, will ask such a question. Although the feelings of separation from Krishna appear to be miserable, they are actually a special culmination of transcendental ecstasy. Prema has two bodies. One is meeting and the other is separation. Consequently, the loving devotees always swim in an ocean of very painful love and separation. As well as in the ocean of most blissful love in meeting. These feelings can never be compared to the ordinary feelings of joy and sorrow that are experienced in this material world. Only experienced devotees know this. These feelings can never be compared to the ordinary feelings of joy and sorrow that are experienced in this material world. Only experienced devotees know this. Anyone who has this love in the heart knows its power. It is like a mixture of poison and nectar. This was a quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this connection, Srimad Sanatana Goswami has written in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita although the heart of the loving devotee initially burns in the forest fire, of apparent misery and lamentation because of separation, still, this is in fact a joy that is even greater than the transcendental bliss of meeting Krishna. An indescribably beautiful abundance of ecstasy. Only the rasic devotees, those who are able to taste the flavors of transcendental emotions, know this in truth. Srila Sanatana Goswami gives an example in his own commentary on this verse. Just as the feet and other limbs, when they are touched by ice, which is just the opposite of fire, feel as if they are burned by charcoal, very hot. And on the other hand, one feels great frigidity, cold, upon being touched by burning charcoal, similarly, the apparent suffering from feelings of separation is actually not real. It's truly experienced as bliss only. Therefore, we always see so many feelings of love and separation. For Krishna and the people of Raj. Separation is making their love so elevated and great. They can relish that advanced stage of love. But not all devotees can reach that elevated level. Of blissful pain and separation. Of the Raj Vasis. amongst the Brajbasis, Sri Radha is again the greatest lover of Krishna. When Krishna had left Braj to go to Mathura, she showed the symptoms of Divyonmada, divine madness. The pinnacle of loving ecstasy that was later also relished by Srimad Mahaprabhu. Accepted the ecstatic love of Sri Radha while he was in the Gambhira at Puri. Of the six Goswamis, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the only direct witness. Of Mahaprabhu's astonishing Gambhira Leela. And therefore, the faint presence of these symptoms of divine love and separation is also visible in him. However, these things cannot be experienced as long as one identifies oneself with the material body. Sri Raghunath, suffering the pains of separation from Sri Radha, cries and sighs on the bank of Radharakunda. O Swamini, I cannot tolerate the pain of separation from you anymore. How clearly it reveals the tremendous pain of separation. He feels in his heart by addressing Radharani like this. The language of the heart can only be spoken in solitude. It is the pinnacle of grief. How sweetly Raghunath Das addresses Radharani here. Calling her Swamini. There is an absorption in intoxication in this address. There's not even a whiff of bodily awareness in Raghunath's mind. He is now Tulasi Manjari. The aspiring devotees, like us, should also fix themselves on their Svarup Avesh. For no one can get a response from Swamini without being totally free from Maya. As soon as the mind wanders off elsewhere, it is as if Swami runs away, saying, "First, become mine. When you fully surrender yourself to me, you must stick to me like a shadow. And then you will get my response. Sri Raghunath becomes overwhelmed while he's crying. And he reveals his heart pain. Through these verses, O Swamini, I don't have anyone else but you in this world. With whom else should I stay? I cannot carry the burden of life anymore without seeing you and serving you. In this way, Sri Raghunath Das Swami was in the same condition as Mahaprabhu when he wept. Without seeing you, these days and nights are miserable, and this time cannot be passed. Because of his suffering of separation, Sri Raghunath himself writes, "Kapidasi, I am your fallen maidservant. That's why my heart is burning in want of your personal service. The mood of the maidservant is identical with Radharani's mood. Just as Radhika is the personification of full Mahabhav, so her maidservants are the personification of Sevaras, the flavor of service. their swaroops, intrinsic conditions, are made of this service flavor. No one understands Radha Krishna's wishes as well as they do. That's why they suffer so much when they are deprived of their devotional service. No one else is as qualified to understand, to catch experience of what are Swaminiji's innermost feelings, but then, not even Swamini's own girlfriends, Sakis.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.